This is URM. The Pulse.
Hello and welcome to the Mega Pulse. This is no normal Friday Pulse. I am not Conor McGoldrick, but he is in the studio with us. But instead, he has taken humbly the role as a contestant today. You know, just this is a Scarlett and Ben takeover, just like yesterday. Yesterday was a cracker, so let's certainly hope that today can be a cracker. And so, as we did yesterday, we'll sort of just go around the room, sort of just introducing all 500 million of us. And so, I am Ben, I'm the head of news of URN, I'm a third year, lovely jubbly.
I'm Scarlett, I'm deputy head of news, and I'm a second year.
Cora, you next, would you like to come over to this microphone?
Hello, as Ben just said, I'm Cora, I'm a fourth year, and I lost yesterday.
So fair, going round.
I'm Connor, I'm the regular host of the Friday Pulse, but I've been usurped and it's just like old times with Ben as the host.
Hello, I'm Thomas, I'm the host of the Tuesday Pulse and I'm a second year student.
Hi, I'm Laura, I'm a third year and I'm invading from Impact as campus news editor for Impact.
Hello, I'm Hannah, I'm a second year and I'm also invading from Impact as head of reviews.
So, sort of going around to the other side of the room now, on the other microphone, you know, sort of order yourself however you prefer. There's a bit of shuffling. There we go. Rachel, you go first.
Hi, as Ben said, I'm Rachel, and I've never really been on news before, but I'm just happy to be here.
So fair. Any other takers? We've still got four more people to go around there.
Hello, I'm Rebecca. I'm a fourth-year master's student, previously head of news. We haven't done this before, so I'm excited.
Big up. And so, yourself next.
Hello, I'm Gareth. I'm a postgraduate student. I'm the head of investigations for Impact, and I'm here.
You're here. We are happy to have you here. And then going over to another Impactor.
Yeah, I'm Lottie. I'm head of news for Impact, and I'm a second year.
So fair. And then finally, it is my boss.
Yeah, the best for last. I'm Liv, head of speech, Ben's boss. I'm also just here. Yeah.
So I am living in constant fear of today because any slip up and that's it, I get the can. And so, sort of as we did it yesterday, there's sort of a few main sections. So we start off with sort of a big old quiz split into two teams, and then we'll go into a contest, and then we'll just have a nice roundup reminisce about our time at URN. And so, sort of moving into the quiz, obviously, as I've already mentioned, you've kind of very nicely split into two teams already, just down the middle of the room. And so, you guys over here, have you got just ruminating in your brains just a team name? Just within 5 seconds.
Our team name is Let's Go Connor.
Okay, fair. I'll
slogan Connor for the win.
As per the messages.
Thank you. Yes, we are getting messages into the show. Obviously, Conor McGoldrick fans tuning in. And then obviously on the other side of the room, you know, sort of in 5 seconds or less, team name?
Team two.
Thank you very much.
Slogan, Let's Go Connor.
Okay, so we have the team Let's Go Connor and we have the team two, and yeah, so just to clarify, in the team Let's Go Connor we have Cora as moral support because she can't answer questions because she was on yesterday. We have Big Mike lost yesterday.
And can I just say my favourite team name was the winners of yesterday, Newsalicious,
which we gave to them. That wasn't their original name. But on the team of Let's Go Connor, we have Cora, Connor, Tom, Laura and Hannah. And then over on the other side of the room, on team two, we have Liv, Lottie, Rachel, Gareth and Rebecca, who, hang on, let me just, there we go. There we go.
Wow.
For those of you who obviously cannot see in the studio, I just lowered the desk a little bit so I could see Rebecca. And so, sort of going into our first question, just to clarify, this is a buzz-in game. So whoever, so just in your head, just anyone who knows the answer from either team, just produce a noise that could be recognised as a buzzer. You know, so sort of get thinking on that. And just whichever team sort of buzzes in first gets to answer first. And if they get it right, they get a point. If not, passes over to the other team in dramatic fashion style. And so, sort of starting off with our first question, we have a national question. And so, very nice. We have Liz Truss is the shortest serving Prime Minister in British history. But who is the second shortest serving Prime Minister?
Buzz,
we have a buzz from Liv.
Oh,
Would you like to move over to the microphone so the listeners can hear you?
Eden, maybe? No?
Anthony Eden?
Yeah.
Is that the answer? Ooh, ruminating in my brain box. It is not. It is not Anthony Eden. So passes over to the other team.
Ba.
Ba. Ba. We have a ba.
Gordon Brown.
It is not Gordon Brown. No. And so...
I would give... Are we going to let them go again? Give another answer.
I don't know.
Basically, we did give yesterday's bit of a clue and we didn't give it to you. So maybe we give them one more chance. It is a bit of a trick question.
So buzz in when you're ready. It is a bit of a trick question. Do buzz in okay, the question...
Glad someone's paying attention.
The question for those at home is, Liz Truss is the shortest serving Prime Minister in British history, but who is the second shortest serving?
Buzz.
We have a buzz.
Rishi Sunak.
Yes, so that is a point over to Team 2. Scarlett, would you like to be the oh-so-glamorous scorekeeper once again?
Yes, I've already created my note.
Yeah.
Now we're on to the second question. Chris Mason recently replaced Laura Kussenberg as political editor of BBC News earlier this year. However, BBC News also got a new CEO. Who was this?
So, just like before, buzz in when you're ready, guys. Going once, going twice. Okay, we're going to have to do the same as yesterday. For this question only, I will allow Google. So whoever can just Google it quickest and buzz in, you'll get the points. Oh, intense typing, intense phone typing.
Oh, come on.
It's going on, it's going down. Who will buzz in first? I'm on the edge of my seat right now, and I'm sure you are as well, dear listener. We're still going. I can see phone screens lighting up. Everyone's typing furiously.
Baba.
We have a Baba from Let's Go Connor.
Deborah Turnus.
It is Deborah Turnus. So Let's Go Connor, get a point. So it is currently 1-1, and we go into our third question of the day. So... in 2022, as you guys will know, if you are avid fans of the University Radio Nottingham YouTube channel, there were local elections, which I may have made a video report for. And so the Conservatives in the local elections lost 485 councillors in total. But how many councillors did the Liberal Democrats gain? And I will accept to the nearest 10. So, you know, don't all go at once, guys. Buzz in when you're ready. Just you know...
Bar.
We have a bar. Hello?
150.
150. Is it 150? No, it's not. So it passes over to the other team. Just any old guess?
65.
65. Okay, I can confirm that no, it's not. So, once again, we have sort of a room that underestimates the Liberal Democrats. I can confirm the exact number of councillors that they gained was 224. So, no points there, no points there.
Some of my friends have realised it's the last show and they can just...
We also have a message into the show. Connor is an alpha male, so if you're a supporter of Let's Go
Connor,
confirm, you know,
can confirm.
You know, just keep messaging. If you know, if you like to support Team 2 instead, just type 2 in the chat. But yes, so sort of moving into our next question, Scarlett Pontin.
So this is our final national question, and I will say this better than I said it yesterday when we accidentally gave away the answer when I said the question. But how many education secretaries have there been in 2022? And bonus points if you can name all of them.
So last time when we asked this question, we just said if you can name all number. So we gave it away there. So sort of any... Don't buzz in at once, guys.
Buzz?
Buzz, we have a buzz.
Oh, is it five?
Is it five? I don't know. Is it five, Scarlett?
Yes.
So, point to you guys, but still bonus points up for grabs if you can name all five. So, sort of, where Jack Napton is looking in the window, just from outside the studio. If someone would like to open the door and beckon him in, just, you know, come on in, Jack Napton. Join whichever team you like. We have Team 2 and we have Let's Go Cora. Oh, okay. Cora is directing you to join the team Let's Go Connor. It's currently a...
Wait, Let's Go Connor?
Yeah, that's...
Let's Go Cora. I was like, Cora, that's pretty vain.
No.
It's a takeover. It's a takeover.
For the education secretaries, have we had a potato...
okay.
A criminal.
Okay.
Mr. Bun the Baker.
Okay.
Teresa Coffey. And
just took one
at
in there.
Some point, I think all of them have done it for 5 minutes.
Okay.
It's
well,
musical chairs of
cabinet. Gareth, I can confirm to you that you have not named all five correctly. However, for comedic value, I will give your team half a point. Jack Napton.
Nice.
So who's not playing?
Currently, me, Scarlett, and Cora are not playing.
Right, okay, well, then I'll join that team because...
Okay.
I'm nervous, though, because Liv beat me in a quiz the other day.
Oh, well, the pressure's on. Yeah, I also beat you in that same quiz. That's true. Unfortunately, I've got to say that the bonus points have not been claimed, although Team 2 did gain a half point for a very comedic answer, and I will just specify that is at my own discretion. If you just make me laugh, you won't automatically get a point. So, that concludes all four national questions, and so we move into our local section. And so, question 5. So, Jack, just since you have entered the room, and also to remind our dear listener, this is a buzz-in style sort of quiz, so as your team, just buzz in if you know the answer. Basically what we did on Margot Mondays. Just whatever you make up. So, question 5, our first local question. The trust that ran the Nottingham Castle attraction recently went into liquidation, forcing the site's closure. What was the cost of the renovations to the attraction in 2021? I will accept to the nearest 10 value.
Buzz.
We have a buzz.
36 million.
36 million. Is that correct? To the nearest 10, that is correct.
What?
Yeah. So, congrats. Hello? Cora, did you write the questions, Cora?
I did the quiz yesterday.
I mean, you did do the quiz yesterday, that is true.
To the nearest 10 value. I thought you meant to the nearest £10.
I mean, yeah.
Absolutely not.
I know, but...
Yeah. 36 million.
Yeah.
200.
Yeah. Okay, so we have a bit of...
So, we let the corners crew decide.
No, because... Of course,
they turned off each other.
Just to clarify for the listeners at home, this, my sort of correct answer award, was contested because if you round up Gareth's answer, it is technically wrong. But if you round it down to 30 million, it is correct. No.
Yeah.
I will just say that I will just say for context, listeners at home, yesterday we rounded the wrong way for Cora's team and they got the point. Yes, we did.
Yeah, they did actually.
We did actually.
I can verify that is true.
We said.
People message in saying, should we round up or down? Up or down? Message in.
Importantly. Are we right?
Yes. So, moving swiftly on, regaining control of the studio. Sorry, Cora. Would you like to read this one out again, Scarlett?
Though this is actually the longest question, so bear with me. As avid Ben Mellor listeners will know, he is a local, but an abandoned Grade 2 listed structure was recently reopened to the public. This year near Ben's hometown. Was this A, an old railway bridge, the Benelli Viaduct, a former steel mill, the Benelli Steelworks, or C, an old theatre, the Benelli Theatre?
Bar, we have a bar.
C,
so you're locking in C, an old theatre. Well, let's go, Connor team. I can confirm that you are incorrect. Oh, so it passes
us.
We have a buzz from the other team. What are you locking in?
It's a 50-50 now.
Yeah, it's a 50-50. Yeah. I will say...
It's the second one, the Steelworks.
Okay, so is it the Steelworks? Ooh, I don't know. Is it?
I do know
the answer. I can confirm that just the same as yesterday... Both teams get it wrong. It is, in fact, a railway bridge which has a terrific, fantastic view over on the valley. I recommend taking dates there. I took my ex there. Moving.
I recommend going on a date there. I went with someone that I'm no longer with.
Yes.
I recommend this restaurant. I went there, and honestly, I had the worst food poisoning.
Well, I will say, if it tasted good, maybe it was worth it. But moving into our final...
Huh? We dearly apologise, listeners, for the absolute...
It's not Ian Gasson, come on.
What did I say that was so bad?
We'll
next question.
Well, very, very good question, Gareth. So let me project back a question to you. So, question 7, our final local question. This year, and by the way, just to specify, you can also buzz in early before I finish reading the question if you think you have the whole context. So, this year, the football team Nottingham Forest managed to be promoted to the Premier League, the highest level of English football. But what league do Notts County play? We have a bar.
That is the National Conference League.
It is. Is it the National Conference League? I will accept that, Mr. Jack Napton. It is indeed the National League. So what I was going to say, the full question was, what I didn't get to read anyways, was I will accept either the league name or the level of it in the league hierarchy. But you went for the name, and the name was correct. So that is another point to Let's Go Connor. Scarlett, are you keeping track of the points?
It's okay. All in her head. It's all in her head.
Scarlett has given me a very, very concerned look.
Sorry, I was too
can
distracted
we,
by
we protest
looking
the
at
result if we don't win now.
We are,
thanks to Scarlett's maths.
So we're on our seventh question.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've just got a sixth.
Well, because I got confused because nobody got the sixth question, but after that, I am up to date.
Okay.
Now,
are we happy?
Yes. Now we're on to the URN news questions category. So very popular in URN this year are the high vises, but how much do they cost the station? The answer could be rounded to the nearest full pound.
Is this all of them in total?
Okay, so I will clarify. This is the question that I rounded the incorrect way to give Cora the point yesterday.
Oh, you were saying it was the other answer.
I have two questions for you.
You have, okay.
Firstly, I approved this finance. I don't know if I should play this.
Is this a buzz in?
No. Secondly, do you want individually or do you want
as a package?
Yeah.
This is as a package of the free high vises that we received. We have a lot of people.
If you're not going to say anything.
We have a lot of deliberation. You've had a buzz?
£21.
Let me just double check my own answer. You are incorrect. Incorrect.
It's probably more than £20.
Just before the discussion goes, I will do what I did yesterday, and I will say I'll pass it over to the other team. If they get it incorrect, I'll pass it back for the sole reason I'm giving the information. The value is higher than £21, so it passes over to the other team.
Okay. How much does a customized high vis cost?
So you know,
that general knowledge we've all got.
Yeah, I reckon.
Shall we say 36? Because they got the answer on 36. So I say.
We have deliberated. The deliberations have concluded. What are you locking in? Let's go, Connor.
£36.
You're locking in £36. Okay, I can confirm. Way off the mark there. I do apologise. As I promised, it does pass back over to the other team. It is lower than £36. So they're having a little deliberation. They're having a little glance at each other.
I was going to say it's going to be like 27.
28.
I bet.
Nearest pound.
It'll be 20.
I'm rounding the answer to the nearest pound.
I'm 25 quid.
Okay, so... I can't pass it back forever. So we have
Where's the love for Connor now, guys?
I am the host of the quiz. I will make the decisions at my own judgment. So we've passed it back. Team 2 have locked in £25.
Sure.
Is it £25? No.
No.
So sorry, no points there.
What is the answer? Can we have the answer?
You will get the answer. Steady on. I can confirm, not round to the nearest pound, the exact amount that it cost the station was, let me just scroll, yep, £23.36. So Liv Hughes is saying that she knew it, but she just didn't give an answer.
Ben, you didn't give the answer for the trusts question.
The what?
The first question of the section you didn't give the answer to.
You know when you were doing about the rounding, and they said 36. What's the actual answer?
Mm. That's what I just said. The actual answer was
20.
Where you gave them the point. That one
about the castle.
Oh no, I said the answer. It was £30 million.
Yeah, but they said 36, which rounds up to 40.
We already had this debate before.
Well, move again.
Moving on. Taking back control of the room. We are at news. We look forward. We don't dwell on the past. And so,
news is.
Okay. Well, we are up for different interpretations. So, question 9, the second question in the URN news section. The URN News team is an award-winning team. What is the most recent year that URN swept best journalistic programming at the SRAs? We have a buzz in.
2008.
Ooh, is it 2008? I can confirm. No, it's not. To finish the question, when we swept at the SRAs, winning gold, silver, and bronze.
Oh, in journalistic.
Yes, in best journalistic. So it passes over to the other team. Rebecca looks raring to go.
It's either, I think, 2017 or 2018, but I'm going to go with 2018.
Okay, well, I can confirm Rebecca, head of news of, what was it, 21 to 22? Yeah. There we go. You're incorrect. That is... That is the... Let me just check. No, that's not another question. That is the last time that we just won any Best Journalistic Programming. But nice. But 2012 was the year where we clean swept gold, silver and bronze. So, you know...
It's going to happen in 2023. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Fingers crossed that it happens in 2023. And so... There we are. We have some self-reflection going on amongst the teams.
I mean, if you round Jack's answer up...
So... Okay, regaining control of the room once again. There are two more questions to go. I promise you this section will have an end. So... Question 10. Oh, Scarlett, do you want to read this? Okay.
This is the penultimate question, so I'm just going to go recap on the standings. Which, let's go, Connor, have 2 points. And Team 2 have 3.5 points. Ooh. So let's go, Connor can still bring this back if they get the next two questions right. So which is the most listened to episode / highlight of The Pulse on Audio Boom? A, The Pulse... the 21st of February 2020, discussion over Democratic Procedure Committee controversies. Rebecca was on this exclamation mark. B, The Pulse, the 3rd of December 2018, the 2018 UN accommodation scandal. Or C, The Pulse, the 19th of October 2017, discussion on sexual harassment.
So, three options there. We have a bar from Jack Napton. Jack, what are you guessing is the most listened to highlight of The Pulse?
I think it's C.
You think it's C. I can confirm, Mr. Jack Napton, it's not C. So it passes over to the other team. So a little bit of deliberation going on. Gonna have to push you guys.
We think it's B.
You're locking in B. I can confirm after dramatic tension. And so, join us after the break. No. We are not doing that. We are not doing that. I can confirm you guys are correct.
Oh, nice.
And it is only the most listened to by 30 listens. Ooh. So, ooh, very close. And, you know, the 2021, Rebecca, you was on it. Wow, that is 2 years ago now. No worries, no worries. We love to make everyone feel welcome and old here. We have a final question. And so that was the last question of the URN news round. This is the last question just overall, and it is a Ben Meller question. So,
of course it would be a Ben Meller.
Of course it is a Ben Meller question, thank you.
And no egos in the studio.
No, exactly.
Except for my show.
And so...
It's questions about...
What is the name of the town that Ben grew up in? I will accept 3 possible answers due to geographical confusion between all 3.
What?
Bonus points if you say all 3, and another bonus point if you explain the relationship between them.
Bar.
We have a bar?
I only know one, I'm okay. Pretty sure.
Okay.
Oh, no, I might know 2, actually.
What is that one?
I believe, is Langley Mill 1?
Ooh, is it Langley Mill? I don't know, where did I grow up? I can confirm... Jack Napton, you know, it's everything to play for here. But what did you get? I can tell you. You got the correct answer.
Oh,
so that is 1 point for Let's Go Connor, but there are still bonus points. Hello, Gareth?
Wait.
You have to buzz, babe.
Yeah. Buzz.
We have a buzz. So there are still bonus points up for grabs.
Oh, Lady of Aliens. Ripley.
Ooh. Is that one of the 3? No, Ripley is a town that is just a bit further out from where I grew up, I'm afraid. So I'll pass back over the other team for one final time. Can you say the other 2 for a bonus point?
Just say anything.
No.
I mean,
it's whether
we count Derby as one. Would you just say that?
Okay, so deliberation's going on.
There's a little...
Cora is doing manoeuvres.
Yeah, I think that is... There is something...
Okay, they're still discussing. There's still discussion. I'm going to have to press you guys here.
That's Connor's team.
Well, it's not. It was named
guys, I'm going to have an answer, otherwise it'll go by you.
If you want to go with the one that's the only one...
Five,
a little around there is little
4, three, two...
Buzz. Another one is Little Eaton, maybe.
Little
that's
Eaton.
Around Derby, which is what Jack's saying.
Ooh, is it Little Eaton? No, it is nowhere near Little Eaton, I'm afraid. I do apologise. And so the bonus points lapse by both teams. But congratulations, Let's Go Connor. You did get the point, just of pointness. And so, to confirm, the three towns that I would have accepted were, as Jack said, Langley Mill, Heena, and also Alderker.
Like hee-haw.
For listeners at home, Cora did...
We can all relate now.
For listeners at home, Cora did sort of a mime impression that was not related to any of the towns whatsoever.
Is there a donkey sanctuary in one of these towns?
Very quickly regaining control of the room. So, Scarlett, would you... As the quiz concludes, I will say there are still more points to get, but as the quiz concludes, what are the standings?
So, Let's Go Connor is currently on 3 points, and Team 2 is on 4.5 points.
Yes. Oh, so everything to play for in the next round, which, to sort of explain what is going to happen in this round, it's the same sort of contest that we ran yesterday. Each team will have to produce a mock... either traffic or weather report. And what me and Scarlett are judging this on is both the levels of funniness and also originality.
Yes, because we didn't really specify this last time, and the decision of who we gave the points to was sort of controversial.
It's still controversial.
So we're looking for originality, to an extent trumps funniness. That is what we're going to say.
And so, do remind me again which team is on less points. Okay, so Let's Go Connor, as you have sort of the least amount of points, you guys will get to pick whether you do a weather or traffic report.
What are we thinking, guys?
So, thinking, big thinking, big deliberations, intense discussion.
I don't think there's really too much benefit either way.
Still discussion.
Like,
still thinking.
I think we're going to go with the weather report.
So you guys are Let's Go Connor are going to do a mock weather report. So Team 2, that leaves you guys to do a mock traffic report. And so we will play a song, and during this song both teams will head out of the studio and sort of discuss, plan and prepare their fake report to present to me and Scarlett, who will judge it based on originality and funniness. And so we have 4 minutes and 25 seconds for those teams to sort of produce these mock reports. And we have, so yeah, here's Step Into Christmas by Elton John. Ready, set,
fighting talk.
Go teams, go plan. Hello and welcome back to the Megapulse. We have definitely a big roster of people today, that can be confirmed. Much more than your average pulse, I've got to say. And so, as per yesterday, we did a coin toss to decide which team gets to go first. Obviously, the losing team already picked out which of the two reports they wanted to do. So flipping a coin is the fair way to go. So, once again, Scarlett, would you like to pick one team as heads and one team as tails?
I'm going to do the same as what I did yesterday and have the team to my left be heads and the team in front of me be tails.
Okay, so Let's Go Connor is heads and Team 2 is tails. So if you listened in yesterday, you'll know that I just audibly, by the way, because I listened back, audibly dropped the coin. So let's just see if I can flip my coin even better this time.
No.
Okay. I sent it halfway across the room.
Well, it's right in the
It's heads.
Yeah, it's heads, and I did have to shine my torchlight on it like yesterday.
Okay, so that means Team Let's Go Connor, with your weather... it was weather report. Yeah. So with your weather report, bombs away. Go for it. So, you know...
We could pass down
deliberations. Okay, so here we go.
That was squeaky, wasn't it?
As a disclaimer at home, this is not a real weather report, I'm assuming.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your 38 minutes past 5 o'clock weather report. There is a high-pressure front moving in towards Nottingham. You can actually feel it in the student group's office, where everyone is crying after convos with Gareth. Over the weekend, things will be looking worse as mass downfall is predicted both in the weather and our next-door neighbour's popularity ratings.
Start of next week looks brighter, as no one will be around to read the new print.
It's slippery out there, so don't wear your Heelys like Ben Miller or you'll die.
Wrap up nice and warm. Maybe use some impact prints to light a fire, so that's all they're good for.
And that has been your
20 to 6 weather report. Thank you very much for listening.
Right. Well, so for in terms of Impact Magazine relations, we're certainly doing fantastic this year. That was a report. Can I just say, as a clarification, two of the members on that team are Committee of Impact. So
we didn't come up with this report. We were coerced.
Okay. Well, moving swiftly on from this potential sort of legal problem. Also Impact Magazine. So moving on. So Team Two, would you like to present your traffic report?
Oh no.
Okay, so Gareth is staring us down.
Would like to point out that in the creation of this traffic report, at no point did we stoop so low as to have a go at another society. No matter how much you deserve it. Hello, this is me, Kent Brogram, reporting from the Ginogli helicopter here, where a reporting police chase has taken out fleeing the Nottingham University standards. A young man called Connor, having stolen both all of the donuts that have existed on campus, as well as Ben Miller's bike, has made it out onto the M1. As you can see, he's making a sweet job of the getaway, absolutely perfect, and it appears the jam is not only in the donuts, but on the roads. I'll pass this back to you, Kent, over in the studio. Thank you, Kent. Kent, this is in the studio. This has been your very brief but very personal police report. What we have to do now is go and investigate the standard murder that's happened of the entire Impact team over the state of their print. Thank you very much. This has been me, Kent Brogman, to you, Kent Brogman. Good night. Good God bless.
Thank you. There's a round of applause going on. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. I now know what the traffic is like. And can I just say we have some messages into the show. One message is, Gareth's voice is actually so soothing. OMG. We have shout out to Gareth and his voice.
You're salute. Very, very welcome.
And then rather personal to me, we have the message of rip to Ben's bike. Score emoji. So I must say that again, very, very good from both teams. You know, we had a reference to Healy's, we had a reference to sort of my, you know, very sad the incident.
Ben, this is very vain presenting, I'm not going to lie. Like, and more jokes about you, the better, or?
Well, I've got to say, on that topic, what we are going to do now. We're going to go to a song break while me and Scarlett deliberate, discuss, decide the winner. And in dramatic tension style, the same as yesterday, since this... Oh, by the way, guys, this round is worth 3 points. I forgot to mention that. That actually was how it was... In case listeners are wondering what I'm reacting to, some rather suspicious messages into the show that we shall share amongst each other when not on air. And so, we're going to play a little song. And once we play this little song, we will announce the winner of the 3 points. And in dramatic tension style, these 3 points will determine the winner of the whole contest. And the winners do get a prize. So I've just got to very quickly select a Christmas song.
They get to be
song.
On the SU next year. Okay. Seems just as good a way as any to work this out.
Moving swift. There we are. Nice little jingle here. So, the song you have to listen to while me and Scarlett decide and while you guys stand in the studio in dramatic tension is Do They Know It's Christmas by Band-Aid. So, see you in 3 minutes, 37 seconds.
We're so on the news, Huey Lewis is suing us.
Hello and welcome back to the Megapulse. Listeners before the break will know that we had a bit of a contest. We had a mock weather report versus a mock traffic report. So the weather report was beautifully presented by Let's Go Connor and then the team. And then on the other side of the room, the traffic report was beautifully presented by Team 2. And so, Scarlett, would you like to announce which team has won the points and, in dramatic tension style, won the whole thing?
Okay, so the winner of the 3 points, drum roll please, is Let's Go Connor! Oh, yes! Which means that they're the overall winners on 7 points, with Team 2 on 4.5 points. Our sort of main reasoning for our decision was the sort of collaborative team effort that we saw going on, yes. Although we did really value Gareth's voice. Everyone spoke on Let's Go Connor.
And also, I you brought up the sort of inner turmoil that rests with deep within my soul of sort of the loss of my bike.
I imagine you're making up for the loss of your bike with a lot of airtime.
Mr. Ben Meller, Mr. Vane, as we know, head of Vaneness here at URN.
Big man Ben Meller.
Yes, and so team. Nope, sorry. Let's go, Connor. I can proudly announce that you guys have won to share amongst yourselves a pack of candy canes.
Yes.
So, congratulations. I must say, considering that yesterday it was split between a team of two, you per person have less candy caneage. But you know what? Oh, well. That sort of concludes sort of the little contest quiz sort of competition side of the Megapulse on this fine Friday evening. And so, yeah, congratulations to sort of everyone for taking part. I thought it was a lot of fun.
Well done, team. Let's go, Connor.
You guys may have sort of different ideas, but... Well done. And so, sort of to...
Don't pity us.
Sort of to wrap off sort of this...
Christmas wrapping.
That's the final round, really. The point to Shana should have been a beatbox freestyle rap battle.
What can I say? Maybe next year. Well, to sort of spit some bars on the end of this pulse, which, by the way, it is. We will need to like do the final section sort of now because of how many of us there are. I'd just like to go around the room and ask what your favourite moment at URN this term has been. So we'll sort of go sort of counterclockwise. So Gareth, favourite moment at URN? Please keep it PG.
I'd probably say there's been a number of them. I've really enjoyed my time here, but possibly the real love I'm feeling in this room right now might be the best.
Oh, so wholesome. God bless. And then it moves over to Rachel. God bless. Every day. And so, Rachel, what has been your favourite moment of URN for this term?
My favourite moment has probably been Media Ball. Like, it was a really, really nice sense of community. And it was just really, really cool. Got good moves as well.
I didn't know.
People
to Media
are gagging
Ball.
In the corners, making people very insecure.
Are you okay, Jack?
Still hungover.
Okay. So fair. And so it passes over to, well, sort of my predecessor, Rebecca Starkey. What has been your favourite of URN this term?
I don't know, probably winning the quiz, although it's a sensitive point for Ben.
We shall not discuss the incident.
Yeah, but like, you know, we still have the glory of actually winning. We know we should have got the money, so.
That is very true. Just to clarify, the incident that we are speaking of is the new social that happened last Sunday in where we won the quiz. And then instead of getting the promised £100, instead we had to pick an envelope, and the envelope we picked out had £20, not £100. I'm not mad.
Did they show you the other envelope?
No, they didn't. So they all could have said £20. But you know what? Mooch Bar, you know, serves a fantastic hot chocolate, so they're forgiven in my mind, partially. And so, my boss, Liv Hughes, what has been your favourite moment for URN this term?
I really enjoyed the SRAs, and I liked watching especially when Dom won on our table and everyone erupted and stuff. That was really cool.
That was an eruption, I've got to say.
A glass.
So yeah, the SRAs were the Student Radio Awards, and fantastic night, what can I say? You know, so hopefully next year, best journalistic programming, clean sweep, you never know, fingers crossed. So Lottie Murray, head of my Impact counterpart, head of news of Impact Magazine, what was your favourite moment of URN this term?
Probably me in my different Kerhurst, like my after dark Kerhurst, and has my daytime Kerhurst. That was really nice.
Yeah, well, you know, you're just a super URNer now, you know. News, bit of speech now and again, you dabble, and then sort of a daytime and after dark. What don't you do? Well, sport, but... So, moving on. Other than Rebecca, the person that I've known for longest in the room, Connor McGoldrick, you know, we started URN together, and we're on the pulse together.
Back in 1999.
Connor, from this term, what has been your favourite moment of URN?
Well, I think it's just been being here every week. Friday Pulse, as I'm sure you've been aware, has had an ever-changing, amorphous cast. I think, you know, having the Friday Pulse be different people pretty consistently each week has been pretty good. And obviously, the news for all the lovely, lovely listeners that have been messaging the show.
Thirsting for Gareth.
Especially thirsty today. For me as well, it seems.
Well, that too, you're a popular man.
Oh, it is thirsty for Gareth, yeah.
Also, we have had, just before we keep going around the room, we have had a message into the show, quote, As if Liv is there. WTF, not my head of speech, JKJK, love of my life. So, you know.
Yeah, I'm
going to
guess Ava.
Yeah, so we've, as a room, have collectively decided Ava Hallam, hello. And so, love, queerest and dearest. And so, moving on to Tom, who's in the last name, the U and the O I always get the wrong way around. What has been your favourite moment of URN this term?
I think it's been, as host of the Friday Pulse, plug, I think it's been...
You're not the host.
Oh, no, the Tuesday Pulse. I'm always on the Friday Pulse, though. But, no, as host of the Tuesday Pulse, I think it's been seeing my other, like, co-hosts get more confident on air and develop, and being able to see them host as well has been really rewarding to do.
I must say that I was a bit concerned because Tuesday, other than yourself, was, like, all freshers, and I didn't know how it was going to pan out, but, no, Tuesday Pulse... cracker, to put it mildly. So make sure you tune in next term every Tuesday, 5 to 6 p.m. And so, Hannah Walton Hughes, you are sort of, you're actually kind of new to URN as a whole. You know, you made your sort of radio debut last week, was it?
Yeah.
Last week. And so, I suppose, what has been your favourite moment of URN this term, out of all 2 weeks?
No, I'd have to say my first Pulse was really fun. I was honestly quite nervous, but it was such a friendly atmosphere, and it's very interesting to hear everyone's views. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting more involved next term.
Can't wait. And so we have the Campus News editor of Impact Magazine, Laura Scaife, also a regular fixture on the Wednesday Pulse. What's been your favourite moment this term at URN, not Impact?
I've just enjoyed coming along every Wednesday. I started this quite randomly. I really had no idea what I was getting myself in for, so it's been fun learning along the way.
Well, that's only a nice answer. Oh, everyone's so lovely and sweet today. Hang on. Should we save the best till last? Okay, so we pass it along. We're saving the best till last. So,
I feel kind of bad now.
So, Coraline Moynihan, you were already asked this yesterday. You'll come up with something else. What has been your second favourite moment of this term?
I think actually going out and reporting for the women's marches and the consent rally that happened on campus. I really like getting... I was about to say down in the dirt, but it's not really that. It was just us running after people the whole time, being like, speak to me, which it both sounds really bad either way. But I had fun doing that. Thanks.
And so, yeah. And by the way, Coraline Moynihan, as I will shout out again, was the winner of the People's Choice Award of URN News. So, you know.
Thank you. Thank you all.
Oh, round of applause. There we go. Lovely job, Lee. And so...
I'll cry later.
Scarlett, you were also on the Megapulse yesterday. So I'm going to have to ask, not your first favourite, since you answered that yesterday, but what was your second favourite moment of... In fact, no, because you said yesterday your favourite moment wasn't from news. So, Scarlett Pontin, what was your favourite moment from news?
My favourite moment from news was... also Cora's answer, because I have nothing going on in my brain right now because it's so warm in here. But the mandatory consent rally reporting was amazing, as well as Cora explained, running after people. And then we thought, maybe, you know, we'll get some male perspectives on the event. And we ended up spending about 40 minutes speaking to these three drunk men who had suddenly had this complete revelation that the patriarchy existed. Watching. But you know what wasn't funny? Having to go through the audio the next day where I nearly cried trying to find anything actually that I could put into the report that was legible in any way, because... Yeah, they were very repetitive, bless them. It was quite, you know, they were going through quite an experience. But yeah, that was my favourite moment from news.
Bless their little drunk cotton socks.
Just to add on to that as well, it was quite entertaining. But it was also, we got shouted at by a random guy from the car who popped out, shouted at us, and then got back in his car and drove away. And then behind him, at the same time, there was a drunk lady saying some very funny comments I cannot repeat on air. So it was a very eventful evening.
I will try and say it in the most daytime way possible, because I had to, you know, listen to the report and edit it afterwards. It was a lady who, you know, drunk in a taxi, sort of shouted out. to sort of quote what this fine individual said, just imagine sort of a raggedy shouting voice. Help me to... use an appendage on my private body part. So, you know, that was a lovely shout by that particular lovely woman.
Struggling with a COVID test.
Yes, obviously, struggling with a COVID test, as we all know. And so I suppose very quickly, before we pass on, till the best, till last, my favourite moment, I said this yesterday, but sort of just watching sort of the news team sort of, you know, grow and how great it's been this year, I was concerned about recruitment and, you know, it's I've just been proven wrong, just stole all of Impact Magazine, what can I say? But no, it has
that
also...
It feels like cheating.
It may have been cheating, but
it's
you know what?
Not,
oh, well.
It's recruitment.
It is recruitment. But, you know, I just feel... I'm a happy man. I'm a content man, I must say. And also, second favourite thing, you know, the amount of expenses Mr. Jack Napton has approved for me. News so far this year, even before we brought a brand new sort of reporting kit, was already the biggest expenser this year. So, thanks, Jack. And speaking of the best till last, we have... Head of station himself, host of the Prio show, which is at 7 today, and also host of the Thursday Pulse, the one and only Jack Napton. What has been your favourite... Round of applause. What has been your favourite moment of URN this term?
Oh, there's been a few. Like Liv said, when we won Varsity and everyone like crowded around Dom, that was a really good moment. That was really awesome. And the SRAs as a whole was a very good day. I like seeing everyone come together. I've really, really enjoyed our freshers meeting. Some of you were there. Ben and Liv, you were obviously there. Meeting all the newbies that have signed up and everything.
Including some in this room.
I might have to be selfish, though.
Go for it.
I did manage to bag myself a bronze at the SRAs. So
round of applause for Jack Napton. Should have been a gold. Should have been a gold.
Well, we'll see.
We'll see. Next year it'll be a gold. I promise you. I will pull strings. I don't actually have that secret influence. But yes. So after wrapping up on that nice wholesome note, the time is currently 18 seconds to 6, and so we have some form of show on after us. I can never remember which. But yes, thank you very much for listening to the second edition of the Mega Pulse. I've had mega fun hosting both. And yes, so. That's it. That's news for the year, everybody. Thank you for joining us through this 2022. It's been an exciting one, been a politically exciting one. And here's to a more boring next year. Thank you. We have been The Pulse and see you next year.
We're on campus
and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.